Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This is Gwen Thibault, and I'm your host tonight for Divine Talk Radio, and I am excited to introduce to you tonight's guest. Before I introduce Dr. Marilyn Joyce, who's with me tonight, I wanted to give my guest the call-in number for tonight, and that call-in number is 914-338-1594. Again, that number is 914-338-1594. If you have any questions or comments for my guest tonight, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I also want to let you know that I do have the chat room available. So if you're on the internet listening to tonight's show, feel free to drop me a line or questions or comments that you want me to field to Dr. Joyce, and I'll be glad to do that. Also, if you're listening and you hear any sort of interference or distraction on the line, give me a note in the chat session. I think I heard a little bit of distortion coming on, and I'm hoping that it was just through my headpiece and that I won't hear it in the recording. But certainly, if I have some listeners having a problem listening, please let me know, and we'll certainly try to correct that for you. Again, tonight, my guest is Dr. Marilyn Joyce, and I just want to throw out some questions to you before I introduce you to her that I thought were very interesting and certainly questions that she's going to answer for us tonight. And that's, are you too pooped to peep? I love that question. Do you have a whole lot more day left at the end of your energy? Do you long for the angel of energy to wave a magic wand over you that sends you dancing in the streets with limitless energy? I think I do, and I was sharing with Dr. Joyce before we came on that I was having a little problem feeling energetic these days, so I'm definitely looking forward to tonight's topic. Dr. Marilyn Joyce, better known as the Vitality Doctor, internationally acclaimed speaker, writer, radio, and television personality, is one of the world's leading authorities on nutrition and lifestyle for the prevention and overcoming of cancer and degenerative illnesses. For almost 30 years, Dr. Joyce, registered dietitian, has been inspiring audiences around the world, inspirational and motivational seminar leader and keynote speaker. Featured on such diverse shows as Lisa, Jenny Jones, Doctor to Doctor, and Essentials on PBS, as well as hundreds of other media appearances, including radio and print, she has touched hundreds of thousands of lives. Also a five-time cancer survivor, she is the former director of nutrition for the Cancer Center Centers of America. Dr. Joyce is the author of the best-selling books 5 Minutes to Health and I It's Tofu, as well as her newly released book, Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. Dr. Marilyn Joyce, welcome to tonight's show.
Hello, Gwen. It's an absolute pleasure to be on the show with you.
Well, I am excited to really get into this topic. As I mentioned to you, I've been battling something the past couple of days, and certainly my energy hasn't been the greatest. So I am just pleased that you have accepted this invitation to be on with me tonight. Before we get really into this, I was reading over your bio that you sent me a couple of weeks ago, and you have a very compelling, very powerful story. And I was wondering if you could just spend a couple of minutes with the audience and kind of tell us a little bit about the story and why or how you became known as the Vitality Doctor, why this particular subject is so important to you.
I would love to do that, Gwen. I think that it's always good to know where someone's come from, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, basically what was happening for me is back in 1980s, I was a registered dietitian and I was working in nursing homes and hospitals at a job, quite frankly, that I hated, doing policy and procedure manuals. So each day that I went into work, although I made a very uncanny load of money, you know, I was very, very highly paid for my job. I was a single mom with 2 kids. I had a lot of responsibility. And so, like most parents, I took the job that paid the most, not the job that I would enjoy the most. And as a result, I went through a lot of, you know, turmoil and my kids were also teenagers, you know, teenage kids have their own issues as well, and you're going through that with them when they're going through their stuff. And then in 1985,
right.
I went in to see the doctor because I had a horrible spot on my face that had completely changed form and went from being just a blue bump to being hard and crusty and purple and black and all that stuff. And it ended up being melanoma. And I didn't have a clue what skin cancer was back then, really. You know, I mean, it wasn't the big news in the mid-'80s that it is today. And so I asked the doctor to get rid of it, and he did, and it was early stage, he said. So, great. I get out of hospital. 1 week later, I'm rushed into hospital with uterine cancer stage 4. I was only 35.
Oh my God.
I mean, just, you know, it was an older woman's illness. Two of my great aunts had died from this cancer, but they were more than double my age when they died. So the doctors didn't give me a whole lot of hope. And I found myself, I went through another bout with melanoma and then two more bouts with uterine cancer over the ensuing 5 years. And in 1989, I found myself 88 pounds in a wheelchair, unable to eat any solid food for several months, and given a week and a half to 2 weeks to live. I was basically told to go home and take care of my affairs. So that was where I was in 89. And when people see me today, I'm bouncing off the walls, and I'm almost 60 years old. So, so they asked me, what did I do? And, you know, I have to say, I did not leave any stones unturned in the journey back to wellness. Over those years, if somebody suggested something, I didn't care if it met with my scientific mind from before or not. I was going to try everything and anything, and I did. And I'm sure that's why I went in and out of remission. But eventually, it was, you know, it looked like it was close to the end. And at the end is when the miracles began, truly. And if you know, many people don't believe in miracles. I didn't either. I was a scientist. Show me the miracle. I can find you the science
right.
behind it. I don't feel that way anymore. I know that there's a higher, you know, consciousness working there. I call that God. And I really believe strongly that God was in my court. And from there, my daughter dragged me off to a home show, and as a result of that, I connected to the young man who had a Vitamix machine, and I could only suck on ice chips. He made something with cantaloupe and the seeds of the cantaloupe that was in an ice chip form, and I began to suck on that and was able to hold it down. So it was the first real nutrition I'd had in a long time. And from there, the journey back to wellness began. I outlived the prognosis by several weeks, and, you know, we began to add in different elements, more fruit as I was able to tolerate it, then vegetables, and then tofu because I could, you know, do smoothies and soups with the tofu to get protein. And then gradually, you know, a year later, I was out of the wheelchair, on my feet, ran a very slow mile. It was 30 minutes for that first mile I ran, but it let me know that in my mind.
But you ran it.
Yeah, it was a long time, a long journey, but it was. But I was alive, and I'm still alive today. You know, almost 20 years later. So it feels great to be alive and to share that.
Oh my goodness. What a powerful story, you know, and I'm sitting here and I'm just, you know, I'm just feeling the power in the things that you're saying and just really, you know, just knowing that that had to be a tremendous journey for you. And I just, you know, number one, I thank you for, you know, taking the time to share that, but it just gives me chills just to hear that story and to know, you know, what you've gone through, because I've seen you and you would never be able to tell. I mean, and the age that you said you are, I'm blown away because I don't believe it. I don't believe that, you know, you have certainly defied age, but what a powerful story. And so I thank you again for sharing that. Vitality Doctor, did you come up with that, or did, you know, your clients, how did that come about? I mean, because you were certainly, you know, full of vitality, but did you give yourself that, or did someone, you know, how did that come about, Doctor?
That's a great question, Gwen. It was not me, believe me. I don't think I'm that original. I just, as creative as I can be, I wouldn't have come up with a name for myself, but my patients and my clients would always say things to me like, God, you have so much vitality. And then before I knew it, some of my young 12 and 15-year-old clients were calling me the Vitality Doc. You know, so from there, it just kind of took a life of its own, and before we knew it, we were moving forward with registering it and all the rest of that. So, yeah, it was really not me. It was my patients and my clients and a lot of my friends who would say, I'm half your age and I've got no energy, and here you are bouncing off the walls. What are you doing? And I realized that was, you know, I was doing things that fit with, you know, I have a slogan, if it can't be done in 5 minutes, it ain't going to be done by me. And as a result, you know, I came up with all these easy, simple 5-minute strategies that virtually anybody can do anywhere, anytime. And that's what I got known for, you know, the queen of 5-minute strategies and how to be healthy in 5 minutes at a time. And, you know, my first book was 5 Minutes to Health, and it was basically because of the 5-minute strategies that I had adopted, mainly because most people originally that I was working with were people who were sick. They came in with major illnesses,
mm-hmm.
all ages, and the
right.
number one health challenge that they had was they had no energy. You know, on top of their illness, they had no energy to do anything. So to tell them to go run 30
right.
minutes, they're not going to do it, Gwen. They're just not. So it was
right.
finding 5-minute things that they could do food-wise and exercise-wise and, you know, lifestyle-wise, that they could incorporate into their day. You know, so that was the direction. Sorry.
So, that's okay. You mentioned that the number one health challenge today was, you know, people just have no energy. Is that across all age groups? You know, is that young, middle age, and all? Is that everyone?
It's everyone. It is amazing. When I go into school systems and I, you know, I'm going to do a class
mm-hmm.
for the kids on health of some sort, you know, so maybe we're introducing to them good, healthy attitudes and foods and so on. Right across the board, kids' heads would be on their desks at 10:30 in the morning, and they were just falling asleep. Or, you know, and the kids who were really interested in the subject, but they couldn't keep their eyes open. So that was when I saw that it was not just, you know, the adults, because adults, you just ask anybody how they are. Oh, I'm so tired. I can't get through this day. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's like the common lament. You're almost afraid to ask someone how they are.
And they zap the energy out of you when you have to listen to that. I've had people do that, and it's like you start out talking to them and you have such high energy, and by the time you ask them and they're like, oh, you know, just as you demonstrated, you know, it zaps the life out of you. So it's definitely, you know, some powerful stuff that, you know, really pays to be, you know, to have energy and to just be to be healthy. And that just moves me into, you know, the next question, and that's, you know, a lot of us, you know, we know that we should, have, you know, higher levels of energy. We know that we should be healthy, but what stops us from doing what we need to do to be healthy and vital every day of our life? What's holding us back from doing that?
Well, the huge misperception, Gwen, is that we don't have enough time and we don't have enough money to be healthy and to have
mm-hmm.
a lot of vibrant health, you know, to be vibrantly alive. And what I dispel is that myth, because I did come up with 5-minute strategies that you can virtually do anywhere. And so I think what it is when people, you know, they think, oh, my God, I'm going to have to get a gym membership and I'm going to have to spend, you know, X number of dollars per month or hundreds of dollars per year. And healthy food is always, quote, unquote, more expensive than unhealthy food, which is totally wrong.
Right.
You know, and I'll give you an example. A few years ago, I got back from a trip on the road, and I wanted to get some healthy food. So I went into my local Ralph's in L.A. because all the health food stores were closed
mm-hmm.
at 10. This was about 11 o'clock at night, and I went in, and Ralph's had, at the constant demanding of my clients and myself, finally gotten organic foods in their, you know, a whole section. So I was lucky. I went in there. I got all these organic foods, loaded up my cart, went to the clerk to go through with my groceries, and there was a friend of mine in front of me who worked for American Cancer Society, pardon me, and she had 2 bags of groceries. I had 8. We had made a wager ahead of time that my groceries would cost way more. In fact, my groceries were $2 less. She had a lot of packaged processed foods. Now, that wasn't her norm, by the way. I want to preface that. She had family in from out of town who were not into health. And so she had bought all these healthy versions of bad food, you know, packaged processed foods. But her groceries were more than mine. And from there, we, you know, the wager was that she would get me a particular speaking gig I wanted, which I did get. And the rest is history. But we both realized then that this idea that healthy food costs more than unhealthy food is just not true. What costs more is packaged processed foods. But really healthy food is not in a package, and it's not processed. An apple is an apple is an apple. It doesn't have 10,000, well, it has 10,000 ingredients, but they're all naturally occurring. They're not added. You know, whereas ice cream, you pick
that's
up.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You pick up a package
of ice cream. That's interesting because I...
Go ahead.
No, I sounded like I was losing you. I'm sorry. I was just going to say that is very true, and I hear that a lot. That, you know, healthy food does cost, you know, more. So I definitely appreciate you dispelling that myth, because I think that is definitely one that we have about really eating healthy. And then another thing is it's habitual for us to pick up these processed foods, these packaged foods, to eat healthy for a lot of us is, you know, just outside the norm. And so it takes us a little time to really, you know, grasp that concept and stuff. Before we go any further with that, I have a listener that wants us to talk about the five-minute strategies that you mentioned. What is that, Lisa?
Well, you know, here's a couple of examples right away. One, if you have a good blender, and every home that's concerned about health should have an excellent blender, if not a Vitamix machine.
Okay.
But I, you know, that's what I have. But definitely a really strong, full-on blender. And a smoothie can take you less than 5 minutes to prepare. You just throw the soy milk in, throw in some fresh fruit like a banana, throw in some frozen berries for the antioxidants that are there, a little bit of wheat germ, a little bit of nutritional yeast, and whirl that jug up, and you've got a healthy smoothie to get your day going. If you want to make it even more robust, you can add some tofu to it, which is what I do, for the creamy texture and also for more protein. And that just keeps me going for the whole morning. So that's a five-minute strategy that doesn't take any time, and it's really healthy for you. Another one is the rebounder, you know, mini trampoline. That is the only exercise that's been shown to fully detox your lymphatic system, which is really critical in the prevention of any kind of illness, especially cancer, because your lymphatic system is your source system of your body. And with the mini rebounder, all you need is 5 minutes a day on that. And you don't even need to really jump high on it. You just need to have a baby bounce on it to get the benefits, to get maximum benefits. If you're really healthy, in that 5 minutes, you take 1 pound weights and do some movements with your arms so you're working your upper body while you're rebounding. Those are just two examples. Another one is taking five, you know, take 5 minutes out of your day. Put your feet up and just breathe deeply into your abdomen for 5 minutes. Set a timer and then breathe in, hold, breathe out. You know, and I do a count with my clients where they breathe in to a count of four, hold to a count of four, release to a count of four. They do that for 5 minutes. At the end of 5 minutes, they're ready and to go on with the rest of their day. They're regenerated. And it only took 5 minutes. And that my, you know, in my new book, Instant Energy, I cover probably hundreds of different strategies that you can do in 5 minutes that will change your energy level that quickly. Because that's really what it's about, is teaching people that these are things you can do without really putting much thought into them. And you don't have to spend a lot of time doing them. So it's not like it's, oh, gosh, I can't do this because it's going to take me 30 minutes and I got this meeting to go to. You know, before doing this call, I did my five-minute rebound so that I would be energized and you know, alive and active for the call. Not that I needed to, because I'm always alive for calls like this, but you know, it got me grounded.
Right. Those are really good strategies. Now, how many do you think you have in your book? Do you have just, you know, a chapter dedicated to this, or is it throughout the book? How many would you say you have?
Oh, it's all throughout the book, and we deal with it on the mind-body-spirit level. You know, one of the things that happened for me, Gwen, was that about a year ago, the book was basically done, and it was called Life Balance 5 Minutes at a Time, and then it got changed into Instant Energy. But we didn't really have the, you know, a the philosophy that I use with my clients. We didn't have it defined as clearly as last year on Thanksgiving when I went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning thinking, yay, the book is done. I'm going to stay in bed all day and watch movies and, you know, eat healthy food, but not, you know, not worry about the day being where I had to do work or anything. Well, I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours later, and I had an epiphany. The word energy is an acronym for what I teach. And really, that's what I cover in my book, is all the aspects of how to breathe properly, which is the first E of energy, exhale first, and then so that you can fully inhale, and is nutrition excellence daily. So, and it's daily, not weekly, not monthly, because consistency on a daily basis is critical with everything. The next E of energy is exercise for cell regeneration. So it's like whether it's rebounding or, you know, doing something else that you love to do, such as swimming or bicycling. I always tell people if you can rebound as well, at least you know you're detoxing your lymphatic system and regenerating on a cellular level with that, then everything else you add is just a bonus. The next letter is R of energy, and that's relax and rejuvenate your soul. If you don't take time out, I can guarantee you, you will be forced to take time out when you don't want to because you will be too tired, too sick, or too weak because you have not taken the time out to regenerate your body. And that includes sleep. Yeah. You know, you have to get sleep, quality sleep. And, of course, people say, well, what's the G? What is one thing that people never have enough of in this world today? Gratitude. So it's gratitude attitude. You know, so it's looking at how can I look at my day, and we all have those days. I mean, I've been up and down the wall with my publisher about my book, and they don't follow through in the way that I had been promised they would. And so I could get really upset and say, the whole world's a mess. But instead, most of the time, I will go to the end of the day and say, okay, what in this day do I really have to be grateful for? And I actually have a gratitude journal that I put at least 5, preferably 10 or 15 gratitudes per day. What you focus on expands, you know? And then, of course, the why of energy is just, it's just your 5 keys, because when I work with an individual, we work on how that fits into their life specifically. So it was like this amazing epiphany of what the word energy could stand for, so that people could have an easy flow, you know, how to make it easier so that you incorporate everything. If you incorporate one thing out of each of those 5 keys every day, just one thing, you will find your energy level, you know, just expanding incredibly, and you will have a much more joyful life. And that's just doing one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was the first E again? Because, you know, I take notes when I have guests on the show, because I told you earlier, you know, I'm learning just as much as my listeners. And so I have all of them. But tell me again, what was the first E? What does that stand for?
The first E is exhale first. And it was interesting, yeah, because my patients who work with me know that that's one of the things I talk about. Right from the very beginning, before we even get into food and exercise and so on, we talk about breathing. And if you don't exhale fully first, you cannot fully inhale. And most people never breathe deeply. They breathe from their neck up instead of down into their lungs. And they're, you know, to fully breathe into your lungs, you have to expand your abdomen to fully breathe in. So you have to exhale everything fully. And when I do seminars, it's really fun to have people in the whole room, you know, blow out their air fully. And then they breathe in, and then they blow it all out again, and you hear the whole room breathing. It's like this amazing experience when all these breaths are going in and out, you know. It's, you know, that universal thing that happens, and energy flow.
Right. And you hear it, you know, I think there's something powerful, too, in the sound of taking that breath. You know, you feel it certainly, you know, physically, but something, you know, to me, like I was doing it today earlier, just seemed like I wasn't breathing. And I talk a lot about this, and I so agree with you on, you know, exhaling and just breathing from the diaphragm, is because it does. It's a certain release that comes with it. Also with the breathing, when I, you know, I hear the breathing,
yeah,
you know, more in the presence than just being tensed up. I want to share with you, too, one of our listeners that's in the chat room, I want you to go back to this point. I think it's a very good point about the R in energy, relaxing and rejuvenating and knowing when to take that time out. One of our listeners said that she became ill recently because she didn't take time out, and now she's having to work harder to pull it all back in. And I think that, you know, the point that you brought up about, you know, if we don't take the time to do it now that we're going to be forced to, what makes it so hard for us to listen to the cues that our body gives us to slow down? Because I know that I'm challenged in that area. I feel like there's so much that I have to do, and I certainly probably don't get enough sleep that I should. And, you know, I'm always concerned that I don't listen when I should listen. But what keeps us, Dr. Joyce, from listening to the cues that our body is sending us so that we'll, you know, slow down and relax and rejuvenate?
Do you know, that is such a great question, Gwen, because when you think about it, I mean, I think about myself. I had to get sick in order to get well and to take time out because I had been caught up in this epidemic in North America, and now it's becoming global. But back in the 60s, 70s, even 80s, it was more of a North American epidemic where you had to work 24 hours a day or you didn't feel like you were accomplishing anything. And the worst part is it's become worse now than even 5 to 10 years ago. They say that we're working 5 hours more in a day than we were 10 years ago. In other words, people that were working 12 hours are probably working 17 hours a day now. They're glued to their to their computer. They're glued to their cell phones. I mean, at least back in the 80s, we didn't have cell phones. Now, most of us have two or three cell phones. We're, you know, our track phone and our car phone and our other cell phone, and we're on the phone all the time. We've got all these calls to return. We're on emails night and day. Most of us, I get 500 a day. I can only imagine what others are getting. So we're constantly working, and it's a compulsion to get it all done. And the fact of the matter is you're never going to get it all done, so you got to start prioritizing everything. And most people don't. And as I said, it used to be just North America. Now it's become a global epidemic. Everyone's doing it, and it feels almost wrong when you don't do it. There are people, like I can't remember the author of the 4-hour week or something, but, you know, it's like that was an epiphany. You could actually work 4 hours a week and have a good life. How could that be? You know, most of us who are workaholics could never imagine that fitting into our lives properly. But I think that that's the key problem, is that people are so addicted to working or being busy. Not always, they're not always productive, but they're always doing something. And it's almost not okay not to be busy. So it really is, this is where, you know, you suddenly get sick and you feel guilty. I mean, I have patients who feel guilty that they're not participating the way they did before. And I'm saying, you know what, get over the guilt. It's a good thing you're not participating the way you were before, or you would be 6 feet under. You know, God has given you a message. Listen to it. Slow down.
Right.
You know, take time out. And it is a thing that you have to work on. I mean, even for me, I am a diehard workaholic. I love my work that I'm doing now, and it's easy for me to get so caught up in it. I don't take time out, but I force myself to get up from the computer and go and work out or go meet friends. Or, you know, if I go to an event, I spend a little extra time afterwards socializing with the people that I've met. You know, things that I would never have done before because that's time away from the work. You know, but it's really realizing you got to have a balance.
And that could be a whole nother show right there, talking about balance and stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll have to talk after the show to have you back. But I have a listener who has another good question, and she says, well, what can we do right at the start of when we notice that we're becoming run down? I mean, how can we, you know, not even allowed to go any further, just, you know, recognize that we're getting run down. What can we do right when that, Dr. Joyce?
You know, that's a really good point, a really good question. The first thing is that if somebody is aware enough to recognize it, that's the first great sign. If your awareness is the key. When you are aware that you are starting to feel tired, it is critical that you stop what you're doing. Or if you have to finish it, you finish it as quickly as possible. Do not take on another responsibility at that moment. And either get up and go and take a rest, which may be a 5-minute. Remember I said it doesn't have to be a long time. You can go lie down for 5 minutes, set a timer, and just do deep breathing immediately. and breathe deeply for 5 minutes, and you're getting all that oxygen into your system that you weren't getting in there when you were sitting holding your breath at the computer or on the phone or whatever you were doing. Most people hold their breath without even being aware that they're doing it. Now you're getting all this oxygen flowing through your system. So that's one step, one thing you can do. I also really strongly recommend, if you're feeling flagged, what did you eat in your last meal? Was it something high sugar, high fat, something that's packaged and processed? Okay, forget, you know, you can't change that now, you've already done it, but what you can do is go and grab some fresh fruit. And if you don't have fresh fruit in the house, then get out to the grocery store and don't buy any packaged foods. Go to the perimeter of the store and buy only unpackaged foods for that grocery trip. And then come home and have a fruit salad or have some fruit.
Right.
That will give it, you know, it,
and
fruit
stay
is
away
very
from
energizing.
The computer.
And get away from the computer. Sitting in front of a computer is, I love it. I mean, I'm glued to my computer a lot, but I do know that it's not healthy if you're there all the time. So, what you know, one of the things I do, Gwen, is I take a concerted, every 60 minutes to 90 minutes, I get up from the computer, go downstairs, because I work at home, when I'm not on the road, and I pour myself a big jug of water, bring it back up. I might clean some fruit, bring it back up, you know, sit and look out at the mountains for a while, 5 or 10 minutes, and then go back to work. It's rested my mind.
Okay.
It's regenerated my soul, and now I'm ready to get back in the groove.
A whole 60 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
You take 60 minutes?
I work, 60 to 90 minutes is what I work. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times when, you know, I just go crazy. I got to get that chapter done, and I'm going to work until it's done. And but you know what? You're never as effective as when you take a break.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, those are very good points. Very good points. You are talking to me. I tell you that, and I'm not even going to reveal all of my my vices. Let me see that. One of our listeners said 30 a.m. and here she is. She's listening to the show. So we have someone that can certainly relate to really being glued to the, you know, the computer.
Right.
You know, so listener, when this show is over, I want you to take a break. Okay.
That's right.
Good.
Get up and go for a walk.
That's right. Or go to sleep. It's 2:30 in the morning where she is. So,
oh, gosh, yes. Go to bed.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something else I wanted to bring out about the acronym energy that you use, and that's gratitude. You know, I definitely know how important it is for us to be grateful, especially now. But, you know, even if me and everything in our environment was, you know, just the way we want it, we still need to be grateful. How does being grateful, how does gratitude play into being vitality, having energy? How does that work exactly?
Well, first of all, let me just share a real quick story, if it's okay, Gwen, about how I learned about gratitude, because it was really the shifter for me. That same weekend when I met the Vitamix man and was introduced to the Vitamix, that weekend, my daughter dragged me off to listen to Dr. Bernie Siegel. It was a girlfriend of mine and my daughter. And we went off to listen to Dr. Bernie Siegel. And at that event, he came up and spoke to me because I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't go very far. And he said, you know, tell me your story. So I explained to him what was going on. And he said, well, what I want you to do. He said, are you open to suggestion? Sure. I mean, at this point, why not? And he said, well, what I want you to do is to get a really beautiful gratitude journal, a book that you can write your gratitudes in. And I looked at him like he was completely nuts. I'm not kidding. I mean, it was like, write what? I mean, I'm in this wheelchair about to die. You're telling me I got to be grateful for something? I mean, the blocks on my shoulder, forget chips. I had huge blocks. And so what happened was that he then said, okay, whatever you do, just get a book and start, write down whatever works for you. Dear God, thank you for. And if it's the same thing 5 times in a row, that's okay. But just do it, and you'll understand why once you start doing it. And he made me commit, and I did. And my daughter got me this beautiful colored, you know, purple and pink journal. And it was a couple of days later, I was sitting in front of the window up in Toronto, Canada, the middle of winter, and it was a dull, overcast day, actually a normal day for the winter in Toronto, Canada. It felt like it was 8 months of winter, by the way. And I looked out at that day, and all I could think was, I feel angry, resentful, and I had no idea what I feel grateful for. And at that instant, the sun shone for 1 minute at most.
Wow.
And I remember looking out and thinking, oh, my God, this has to be a sign. There was no inkling or inclination of sun at all. But for 1 minute or less, the sun shone. And I wrote, Dear God, thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun. Five times.
Wow.
Now, by the end of a month, I was writing 137 to 140 gratitudes a day.
Oh,
and
my.
I will tell you that in my mind, I started to feel better. I started to feel more alive. I felt like I had all these gifts around me that I had never noticed before. You know, I was so wrapped up in myself and my illness, the illness that I called my illness. You know, personalizing an illness is never a good thing to do. But I had this illness that I had personalized, my illness, my cancer, and I'm dying and no one cares. And now I wasn't even thinking that way. I was thinking, oh, gosh, thank you for my daughter, and thank you for my son, and thank you for my girlfriend who, you know, is taking care of me here. Thank you for the, you know, Dr. Bernie Siegel coming into my life at that time. Thank you. The list was so long, and everything energized me. So really what you focus on expands. The more that you're grateful for, the more you have to be grateful for, and your energy only expands through gratitude. It's that positive energy, life force. And we, you know, how to explain it, I'm not sure I do know how, but I just know that it is what happens. I see it with my own patients. The ones who are alive today are the ones who are grateful for every part of their journey. They usually come out on the other end, sharing the story.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to get through the last few minutes of this show. I'm getting chills, and just everything that you're saying is just resonating to me, and a listener shared with me. And I wonder if I know this person. I'm going to have to connect with them offline. The last things that you were talking about, gratitude, she said that was meant for me. And, you know, because as you were saying it, I mean, I don't know, just something in my heart just triggered, Dr. Joyce. And, you know, I don't normally get emotional on the show, but, you know, this listener is very, very right in what she's saying. And the advice and the words of wisdom and just the things that you're sharing are just so powerful. And I hope that those that are listening, you know, can truly get that, because that is so important. And I can see significance in, you know, having, you know, expressions of gratitude every day. Because if you think about it, what's really more draining? You know, having negative energy is more draining. And, you know, being grateful, you know, that's uplifting. So I totally get that. And I just, wow, we could, you know, I wish I had more time. I could go on and on with you on this. So thank you for pointing that out. It definitely made me make a mental note about, you know, things in my own personal life. And, you know, I need to get, and I do journal. But, you know, I definitely don't use my journal in that way, and I think that I want to start doing that. That's just an amazing story. We have just a few more minutes, Dr. Joyce. There is something I want you to touch on, and then I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to tell us some more about your books, make sure that I've given out the titles correctly, because I've been giving that out in the chat room. But the why in energy, you said something about five keys. What are those? What are those five keys that the why stands for? What is that?
Well, the why is the summation, basically, because the five keys are, you know, exhaling first, the breathing part, nutrition, the second part, exercise, the third part, relax and rejuvenate, the fourth part, and gratitude attitude is the fifth part. The why is actually the summary of what it is for each individual. It's your five keys to instant energy, whatever they are for you. So, for example, when someone comes to work with me, or if I'm, you know, discussing this with a room full of people, I ask them to look at where these five keys fit for them. What is the one key that maybe they're not focused on enough? For many, it is relaxation and rejuvenation. For others, it's gratitude. And for others, most of us, it's actually nutrition is a huge element that's missing in their lives, because people think if they eat well for one day a week, that's they've done a good job. And I say, no, that's a terrible job. If you eat well for 6 days a week and then you blow it for one, that's a much better job. That's a much more acceptable job. But, you know, it's every person has to look at where those five keys fit for them personally. So it's that's where the why comes in. It's your five keys. What are they for you? And what are the strategies out of all the strategies that I have in my book? What are the ones that are going to be the ones you will incorporate? Because it's not about whether you incorporate all of them. No one's going to do that, but or at least
right.
almost no one, unless they've been my patient for a long time. But the average person will find certain things that they're willing to do in each of those five areas, and that's when they internalize
mm-hmm.
it and make it work for them. So that's
and you help your patients. And you help your patients come up with those five things.
Yes, absolutely. We look at what's missing for them. You know, it's interesting because for a lot of women, you know, talking about that gratitude journal, one of the things I recommend to people so that they do journal as well as gratitude journal, because, you know, there's a difference between the two, and we work on both areas.
Right.
But I have them put their gratitude
right.
journal at the back of the book or the front of the book, and then the other end of the book, you know, whatever side they put their gratitude journal in, then say it's the front of the book, then the back of the book becomes their normal journal, and they journal about what's going on in their lives. So it's finding ways to incorporate all those things into your life. But men in particular find that that's the hardest thing for them to do. Not all men, but the average guy I work with doesn't seem to journal as much, whereas women, they like to talk a lot, so when they write down, when they sit down to write, it's almost like they're talking to somebody, and they are. They're talking to God usually, but you know they're
right.
they're more willing to do the journaling. So you know I don't have to spend as much time on my female clients getting them to journal as I do with my male clients. On the other hand, my male clients do great with the nutrition part of it. They seem to be more committed. They don't have as many excuses for why they can't do it. You know, the wedding that happened last weekend, the bar mitzvah, you know, there's all kinds of reasons. We women are really good at justifying why we can't do things. Men will be,
that's true.
excuse me, more committed. So it's like I have to,
right.
you know, work with a male or a female or a child, depending on, you know, what their particular bent is and what they're willing to do and what they're willing to commit to. So, yeah, it's really discovering what that is for each person. It's very interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... It is very interesting. Well, Dr. Joyce, it has been just great having you on the show. I want to, before I give you a chance to kind of give any parting comments or any suggestions that you may have for our listeners, tell the listeners, number one, how they can reach you if they want to learn more about you, get in contact with you, and then also make sure that you give out the names of your book again so that I make sure that I've given that out to the listeners. So tell us how we can get in contact with you, give us the name of your books, and then close us off with any parting comments that you want to give our listeners tonight.
Thank you, Gwen. I'd be happy to do that. Well, one of the easiest ways to connect with us and see what, you know, what I'm about and what, you know, my work is about is to go to my primary website, which is marilynjoyce.com, and that's just simply www.marilynjoyce.com. And there, we haven't got it fully functioning today, but by tomorrow it should be fully functioning, where even the new book, Instant Energy, is on the site. We're just waiting for the printed books to come in, but they're on their way, which is good, and we are taking orders. And that book is, we're very excited because it's been, it's a 448-page book loaded with information that it's like my life's work in one manual. And then the phone number that we're reachable at is 1-800-352-3443. And we do have other websites. You know, the 5 Minutes to Health book, which was my previous book, is no longer in print, but we have a website, 5minutestohealth.com, and you can order Instant Energy there as well. So we do that. And on the marilynjoyce.com website, we have a special report that gets changed. It'll be every month starting in the new year. It's been about every 2 months right now. But it's a special report,
okay.
And the report that's there now is actually the first few chapters of my new book, so people can get a feel for what
Excellent.
The book is about. Yeah. And we never
Excellent.
Sell anybody's
well,
addresses, though.
Well, good. Well, Dr. Joyce, we have probably less than 1 minute, and I just want you to just, in 30 seconds maybe, can you just give, you know, one piece of parting advice to our listeners, and then we'll go ahead and close on out. What would that advice be, Dr. Joyce?
it would be not to let yourself go into overwhelm, thinking that you have to change everything overnight. My philosophy is if you change one thing a week for 52 weeks or one thing a week every 2 weeks, for 26 of those weeks, you've made 26 changes. If you try to do it all at once, you've made no changes by the end of a year. So just small changes make a big difference. Change one thing at a time and change the easiest thing for you to change first. That will give you the inspiration to make further changes that are positive.
That's awesome. Dr. Joyce, thank you so much for being with me tonight. It's been my pleasure to interview you. We will definitely have you on again. To my listeners, thank you for joining us. Tune in next Tuesday at the same time, Divine Talk Radio with Gwen Tebow. Everyone have a great evening. Good night.